The first thing I knew was a number of rifles falling on me from the rack. Then all went dark. The first impact shook the carriage backwards and forwards. With the next crash, I went up in the air and landed on top of the wreckage somewhere. Then I was on the ground helping the others. As soon as I was shot out, flames burst out behind me. We got an old pumping engine from a farm and 200 yards of hose. It wasn't much, but it did some good. If we had a better supply of water, there would have been more lives saved. Our officers, including Colonel Peebles and Captain Romanes, the adjutant, worked splendidly, but it was terrible. Men were lying in all directions, in heaps, unable to move, pinned down beneath the wreckage. If there had been some tools, some jacks and saws handy, we might have got them out. Many of the bodies were too burnt to be recognised. You could hear men crying, but could not get near them. Sometimes you could see their hands sticking out, but you couldn't get them out of the wreckage.